a positive sign. We're still in the testing phase. I'll have more to say about it tomorrow.
Ah, hallelujah. Finally, the oil stops gushing after 87 days. Yes, it's true. And all because a tightly fitted cap is blocking the sucker from gushing all over the place in the Gulf of Mexico. This has been 3 long months since April 20th and that explosion on the Deepwater Horizon. We've lived through this. We've looked at all different angles of it. We've talked about the people whose livelihoods have been demolished, at least temporarily, in the Gulf region, whether they're fishing for oysters or other kinds of sea creatures like shrimp, or they take pleasure boats out, restaurants, hotels. Maybe now some of these people will be able to get back to work should the beaches and whatnot be cleaned. But there's still a lot of ifs surrounding this oil stoppage. I mean, I think it's tremendous. All along, what did we start to say, especially the last month? Forget the blame game, because you can always go back and start to point more fingers and talk about the regulations and all that other sort of stuff. But it was all about that oil and getting it to stop gushing. So at 3:25 East Coast time, after the engineers gradually kind of dialed down that amount of crude that was coming from the three valves. Remember, you'd see that live photo, that awful picture where it looked like it was just spewing, almost like a water fountain, spewing the crude out. And the 75-ton cap made the difference. Can you imagine the conversations that the BP people were having? How about Obama and anybody around him the second they found out it was successful? And right away they hold a news briefing. You had the president of BP, the VP of BP, Kent Wells, saying that he was pleased that no oil's going into the Gulf of Mexico and excited that there's nothing oil-wise dumping in there. But there still is the ifs. The ifs are just to be cautious. What happens on this with the sea floor? Doesn't collapse? What happens ultimately with the relief wells? But you look at the picture. In fact, if you go to our website, americatonight.net, we've got the photograph that you'll see where nothing is coming out after probably 184 million gallons that have spilled into the Gulf. It's done for now. This struggle to contain the spill and to at least reduce the flow has been incredible that it's taken that long. Remember the first thing? They're doing those two relief wells now. And the idea there is you pump the mud, the cement, all that stuff into the leaking well, then you plug it up for good, then it's done in August. And so if this cuts it off and then you've got the relief wells, that's good. So not a permanent fix, but it's a solution that's working. But you think of the things of throwing shredded tires into the hole, basically, to stop it, and all the other things, the top kill method that were tried. And this is what finally works, a tightly fitted 75-ton cap. And the pressure's holding. The pressure's holding. So knock on wood. This is it. This is the mother of all spills, the catastrophe that they live through in the Gulf of Mexico is finally, at least temporarily, over. And then once the relief wells go in, it should be good. Whew. And, you know, right away, BP's stock shot up because it was starting to get lower and lower and lower. And then all of a sudden, boom, took a big bump the second it was capped. So now you've got this congressional committee that's investigating the spill, and they're broadening what they're doing. And I'm going to tell you what they're doing here in just a second. But let me set the table for what's coming up on America Tonight. Another big day in Washington with financial reform because it gets passed through the Senate. Not a surprise. We knew it was going to happen. The vote was on Thursday. It's done. Now, what's really inside of it? It's like when you taste somebody's apple pie. Everybody has a different recipe. And then you want all the ingredients and you're amazed at how different one person's pie is from the other. Well, there's some interesting things that you don't know that went into financial reform that aren't there on the surface when you first dive into it. So we'll jump into that. Plus, the Arizona immigration law is going to court. The first legal challenge is happening. So what challenge is that? And we're going to hit the mailbag during this hour of ATM. My name is Kate Delaney, by the way, if you just tuned in, and the show is America Tonight. We're coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. If you want to throw in your two cents on finally the well being capped, you can give us a call or anything else that we're talking about at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We take all stripes here. Whatever your label that you slap on yourself, left, right, undecided, in between, it's all good. So now this congressional committee is going to check the thousands. I mean, there's been tens of thousands of abandoned oil and gas wells that are leaking. Maybe they might be leaking a little bit, or at least they're going to monitor them for leaks. This, I think, is a good thing. I mean, I agree with doing this. Of course, why not? Now that the Deepwater Horizon exploded and this catastrophe happened, absolutely go back and check the abandoned wells. Makes sense to me. I still think that the administration should have abandoned the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. I believe that the response to everything that happened in the investigation and now this deep water drilling moratorium is thumbs down to me. There's got to be somebody better who can jump in to his position. And Salazar is a crony. He's got all his ties to the oil and gas industry. So is this the impartial person that you want to be overseeing the wells, to be overseeing what's happening? And the answer is no, the permits and all that stuff. I don't think I think he's probably going to stay, though. So here's the deal. There was 27,000 at least abandoned wells in the Gulf, and they're not inspected. When they're plugged, they're not inspected. But see, here's the thing. So you plug the well, but what does that mean? Is there a chance that there could be leaks? I would think there could be. I mean, how old are these wells? That's got to be a little bit of a danger to that Gulf Coast area. So they're looking at the numbers, and they're looking at the requirements and what it would take to do that. And you got to think back in time. How many decades has drilling gone on? Well, you'd have to go back to the 40s, I'm assuming, right? Probably the 40s sometime. And once they got the oil out, when they were done producing, and they explored them, and they didn't produce or whatever, then that was it. Then that's the whole nature of the life of a well span, okay? So you got 50,000 wells that have been drilled in the Gulf, and then you've got half of them permanently abandoned, and then you have another 3,000 or so that are temporarily abandoned. That means they can go back. It's what the word says, temporary. They can go back and try again, but some of them have been left since the 50s. So what kind of safety things are there so that nothing's coming out? And even if you have a properly sealed well, a lot of you guys have called up to talk about it because you've worked on some of these platforms. The cement plugs can end up deteriorating over decades. Of course, you're getting slammed in the water, whatever. And also the metal casing, the lines, the wells, all that rust after time could do certain damage. But this is a good thing. Since April 20th, it's been nothing but doom and gloom. The fact that this sucker is at least temporarily capped in oil, and you look at that picture, no oil is coming out. Bravo. Finally, finally. Hang with us.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burn.
Yeah, this is kind of a show about magic this time around, isn't it? It took a whole lot of something to finally plug the leak in the gulf, but hey, it's a good day. I guarantee a few buds were drank, maybe some margaritas, and a big sigh of relief across the gulf once things were capped late in the afternoon. And I talked about the ifs. There are certainly some things that could happen. The relief wells might not work. The seafloor could collapse. But you know what? At some point, you have to just enjoy the moment. And if I were Thad Allen, who I think has done an incredible job, the retired Coast Guard admiral who's all over this, I mean, he could be on some golf course somewhere on a cruise or doing something else, but he's right in the thick of it day in and day out. He looks like he hasn't had any sleep, and I think he really pushed to get anything he could get from BP and try to be as informational as he could be with reporters. So, you know, bravo for his efforts. Salazar was terrible. The Interior Secretary was useless. Thad Allen, he was the point guy. He did a great job. So, magically, Goldman Sachs is going to pay $550 million, and the reason they're doing that is they're settling their civil fraud charges. I'm sure at one point, as we chugged along here and we're talking about water cooler buzz, we talked about this, the fact that, you know, they've been accused of misleading people with the mortgage-related investments. Duh, that was part of the problem of what happened in the fall of 2008. So this settlement, ironically, comes on the same day that the Senate passes the toughest restrictions we've seen on banks and Wall Street since you go back to the Depression. Now, the specific deal for Goldman, they've got to pay the SEC fines of like $300 million. The rest of the money goes to compensate the people who lost money on their investment. So that's a good thing. People will get some of their money back. It's been a while. You know, when the panic that was set in was like a wildfire, just spread all over the place. And this was the largest fine against a financial company ever in SEC history. It amounts, though, to less than 5% of Goldman's 2009 net income. So they're not sweating it. They're probably kicking back, too, having a few cold ones, I'm sure, at PJ O'Rourke's. So they've got, you know, what did they make last year? Over $12 billion. And this is after the dividends and the preferred shareholders got their loot. They got their money. So they're not, this is nothing to them, but at least some money was ponied up. And at least people who got screwed with their life savings or whatever they had invested in it got money back. And just like BP, magically, the stock jumps up. It was trading at about $1.40, or really not $1.40, $1.40 a share, and it rose to like $1.45 and change. That's significant because it went up over $6, and then even went higher in after hours trading. And what the settlement involves is that the Goldman, like I said, the mortgage instruments that are too complicated to explain. We've done it, but it would take us the rest of the show to go through it. They pretty much hoodwinked people. They were telling buyers that the securities were put together with input from a client that was, that's what was happening. They were betting on them to fail. And it cost investors about $1 billion, while other people were profiting, like specifically Paulson and Company. They capitalized on the housing bust big time. I mean, big time. They made money hand over fist. So they finally acknowledged that all this marketing stuff they had, all the materials, all the stuff they had for the whole deal at the center of the charges that they were hit with, they admitted that they didn't give out some key information for the buyers. But this is the key. They never, you get the lawyer, you pony up the money, and you never admit to legal wrongdoing, and that's it. All they do is they release a statement. They say it was a mistake to leave out that the information about the portfolio and what happened with the financial interests that were different from those from the investors. You know, instead of saying, okay, we're betting on this to fail and we're going to make a lot of money. So they just say it's a mistake, and that's what they want. They don't want to have to say that, they don't want to have to apologize, and they didn't really have to apologize. So now the Justice Department opened a criminal investigation of Goldman over the transactions, and you saw that. It was once again the grilling on the Hill. It's such a layup too. I mean, if I'm a senator, I went in on that action. I want to be on that committee, because how easy is it to line everybody up, try to knock them down and say, why did you do that? And, you know, go through the various things that happened. And that's pretty much what you saw. So Goldman pays back the $15 million in fees it got for managing the deal. And then the rest is a civil penalty. And it's $550 million. $550 million. Wow. But the legal trouble's not quite over. They still could get sued. They could still have a few other things happen. All right, we move from Goldman paying the biggest settlement yet ever to the SEC to the fact that when we're going down the road of the courts, Arizona, you know that a lot of people are challenging the immigration law. Every time you read about the immigration law, the toughest in the land on the books. Well, I mean, the real true thing here is we have immigration laws, illegal immigration laws on the books. They just weren't enforced. And we don't want to just keep beating another one of the dead horses that are starting to live in a corral, I think, over my shoulder here in America tonight. But the gist of it is, yes, it's all about fending off the lawsuits for Arizona and for the people bringing the lawsuits. It's about stopping the new immigration law. So the law actually went before a federal judge for the very first time on Thursday, and attorneys for both sides, it was like they were in a boxing match. They just sparred, basically, over the right to enforce the immigration law. The locals or the feds? The locals or the feds? So the U.S. district judge didn't rule on whether to block the law from taking effect at the end of July or whether to dismiss the lawsuit. And this is just one of seven hearings. Hearings in two other lawsuits, including the one filed by the U.S. government that we keep talking about. That's going to happen on July 22nd. And, you know, the judge isn't saying anything about who might be favored in this one. And a lot's at stake here, because if you think about it, it's more than just who can actually stop illegal immigrants once they're in the border. If the judge rules in Arizona's favor, well, then it means the door is kicked open to the opportunity to other states taking on similar issues that have been the responsibility of our federal government. So Arizona, to me, you know how I feel about this. They shouldn't have to suffer in Arizona because our immigration system is beyond broken. And they've got police officers who, if they enforce this correctly is the key thing here. Boy, they wouldn't want to do it wrong, because then all hell would break loose in Arizona. If they enforce it correctly, maybe they're able to get some of the worst element out of some of these cities and towns in Arizona. But what so many people are afraid of is the profiling and police officers or other people actually just going after whoever on the street or somebody they might see that's gathering around a convenience store or looking for work, waiting to get picked up in a truck, or, you know, where you might find somebody illegally in this country trying to figure out what they're going to do. So what's interesting is I checked the Arizona Fund today, and the number's gone up in the past week and a half, 2 weeks actually, since the lawsuit by the government was announced. Do you know that more than 25,000 people have ponied up $1.2 million to fund the legal challenges that the state faces to defend the law? That's incredible. I mean, you know, fundraising, it's like when people are running for president or running for an office, and it's all about, ooh, schmoozing and kissing babies and, you know, playing to the constituents and getting the money. In the fundraising world, and this is just for a legal fund, that's incredible. And the idea is that there are all these challenges where they want to block the law before it takes effect, because they're saying, like I just said, the profiling factor, that an officer could use race as the primary decision making in deciding how to enforce that law. That's what they would have to be really, really careful about. We'll see. We're getting close, just a couple of weeks before it kicks in. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dee Wayne about the truth of nutrition.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make.
Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull.
All right, coming up on America Tonight, I promise all of you, we're going to hit the mailbag. You know how I'm always beating everyone up to send me their thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. Well, you always respond. There's some pretty interesting ones. We'll dive into that coming up a little bit later. But right now, doesn't it seem like there are a lot of problems with heart disease, obesity, cancer rates are sky high. What is going on with the gazillion diet books that are out there? And then plus all the chemical type of things that people are taking, all the different medications. There's an amazing amount of misinformation and horror stories about prescriptions and over-the-counter medications and the interactions and the side effects, and the amount of overdoses and addiction is also sky high. So we're very pleased to welcome to the show bioscience and cellular nutritionist expert Dee Wayne. Hey, Dee Wayne, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Good evening, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, let's talk about your story. I only got a little piece of it. I wanted to save it for the air. But you, apparently, in all your research and what you were trying to do, and you were trying to beat the drum and get the word out there, and you were pretty much harassed and then drained of a lot of money because apparently people went after you for promoting food and not drugs. Imagine that. So tell us the story. Right. What happened?
Well, you know, I have been teaching about food all my life, being a third-generation naturalist, that's really all I know. So I was never into drugs. I have never taken aspirin. I've never even been vaccinated. I have completely lived separate from anything man-made most of my life. And I got so good at really helping people achieve their health goals with just food that I eventually, you know, try to go mainstream and help more people at a massive scale, and I guess I picked up a couple bad people out there that heard of my success and tried to pin me down and tried to treat me like I was a quack and try to ruin my reputation. But what happened is everyone in the past that I helped achieve their goal through eating better food actually came together and helped me and supported me. So I never had so much support before until this happened. But yeah, definitely, I guess I am now one of those naturalists that have been persecuted by the laws. Chiropractors went through the same thing back in the 80s.
Right.
And I guess now natural doctors are too. So it's certainly something that we have to realize and try to avoid it by simply, again, taking responsibility for our own health and not depending on others to make us healthy.
All right, so you have a book out. It's called Arrested for Telling the Truth About the Benefits of Food. So what's the deal? You heard a little bit of what I said. There's more overdoses. More people are on pills. I mean, it's crazy. In my world, I would venture to say the people around me, I bet 85% of them are taking something. They're taking something, some kind of medication. And I've seen what it does to people, and I've seen those horrible side effects. They're true. So how did we get on this course? I say it's because of money and big bio and, big pharmacy. They got their hooks in. They've got their hooks in, certainly, into the government and all the pills and stuff they're peddling. It became massive big business. So to me, I think that's what happened. It became so profitable. Then comes the power. Do you think that's what happened?
Exactly. The AMA has been around a little over 150 years now, and a person named Mr. Simmons started it back, in the mid 1800s. And he actually had this business plan to just simply create a branding that all doctors from everywhere can rely on and create as many drugs as possible and really just sell drugs. He absolutely had no goal in mind to cure anything. And fast forward to now, and drugs don't cure anything. More people die from diabetes, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and children are coming out with it sooner every single year. It's getting worse, and people are struggling to find out, which therapy is better, because you can ask anyone on the street, are drugs healthy? And no one will say yes, yet why do they still take it? Because they feel it is the only way. No one has ever talked to them about another option that is equally as stable, if not far more safe, mm-hmm. than taking drugs. They don't teach this to their children, so their children grow up eating the same foods their parents did, and the cycle never breaks. When children see their parents take drugs when they're sick, what do the kids do when they grow up? They take drugs too. So the cycle doesn't end, and having over a century of the AMA saturating almost every level of society right now, that, yes, as you said, Kate, they are everywhere, and if you try to go against mainstream, even if you're literally saving lives like I was, with an absolutely safe product, which is called food,
mm-hmm.
you are still going to be persecuted. And, if you help a couple of people here and there, they leave you alone. But if you're helping thousands, well, then you better hire a good lawyer. Even if you're just pushing water, even if you're just pushing, tomatoes, it doesn't matter. They will still get you for anything they want to. And yes, they have backing of billions and billions of dollars. And even if I had $1 billion, I'm still up against $500 billion. So,
mm-hmm.
You just have to succumb and just adapt the best you can. But again, mm-hmm. all I've ever wanted to do was help people. And food was my way to do this. And I did very well. And I still am, actually.
All right. So tell us about food. What are some things that can help just right now, a mini thing? What can help some people listening? What are things that we don't know? What food is good for us?
Well, when you hear anything out there that says, for example, eggs are high in cholesterol, Well, no one tells you that it's only the contaminated eggs. In other words, the eggs where the chickens were raised with hormones and antibiotics, and then they were fed man-made feed filled with pesticides. The good cholesterol, which, by the way, everything has good and bad in it, the good becomes bad. So the once good egg has the good cholesterol in that egg has now become bad cholesterol. So, yes, that egg now has too much bad cholesterol, and you should avoid it. But no one out there, especially in the media, will ever separate between the conventional raised food and the certified organic food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, when you don't separate the two, then it's blanketed information that people assume is the same across the board. They have no idea that the USDA makes it so strict for farmers to claim anything to be organic that if they relax on it, they'd probably feel a whole lot better and probably spend about the same as conventional food. But everything is separate out there, and people have to look at labels. If anyone puts organic on a label, for example, and if not, they can be fined $10,000 for each label misprint and or prisoned.
Mm.
So it is very strict, and people think, oh, it's just a word, anyone can slap it on. Well, if that was the case, the USDA wouldn't make it almost impossible to receive an organic certification. So these separations are so prevalent when you're in the industry, but when you're out in the real world and you're watching TV, you're listening to the radio, you're reading a newspaper, no one ever talks about these two separate levels of food. They're all combined. So someone says, don't have too much B12. Well, everything in nature has B12. If you were to avoid all food that had B12, you'd have to avoid food.
Mm-hmm.
No one tells you that the B12 to avoid then is, again, the synthesized, isolated versions, not the whole food chemical-free versions. So these separations of food are not taught anywhere. They're not taught in school. They're not taught in medical school. They're barely touched on in naturopathic schools, and certainly nowhere in the media either. So you have to educate yourself, and this is how I was raised growing up. I was raised with this exact knowledge and being able to separate the two.
Right. So and you do see that. So that was good that you pointed out. There are organic labels on things, just like on the fruits, vegetables. I've seen it, I've gotten organic things before. And you're right. So if it's got it on it, most likely it's true, because they wouldn't risk, especially in a major food chain, or there's Whole Foods or other places,
sprouts
that you
can
go.
They're very careful. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. What is the heredity scam? What's going on with that?
Right. Well, you know, this is, again, part of my education growing up. This is never taught in schools, but when you're raised with evidence in front of yourself for so many years, you know, you begin to believe a certain pattern of truth. Like, for example, in my last, I guess, 20 years of now counseling about food, what I've noticed is the person's health is directly connected to what they eat every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, oh, but I eat healthy. Oh, I drink green tea, or I eat tofu, or I'm vegetarian or vegan, but I still got cancer, so therefore it doesn't matter what I eat. See, when the illogical fact of hereditary is perpetuated, people then realize that it doesn't matter what you eat or drink. If your grandma had cancer, you're still going to get it.
Mm.
But you have too many cases where everyone in your family has diabetes, heart disease, or cancer, but you don't. There are too many cases where you get cancer or heart disease, but no one else in your family has it. There are so many exceptions.
To the rule.
For modern medicine to still cling to the hereditary theory of how everything is passed down.
D-Wayne, hang on a second. We got to step aside, and then we're going to... Can you hang through and join us to finish this up?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that heredity thing, because people can relate.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Continuing our conversation with D. Wayne, he's what he's calling a naturalist. He's talking about just eating food. That's what you need to do instead of taking all the pills that you're prescribed every time you go to see the doctor. And I know I've got a mother-in-law who was sick, and I mean, I cannot believe the amount of pills that they had her on, and I didn't see any obvious changes in her. And then I think there's a point here. You look in the cupboards and then you look to see what people are eating, and that's what we're talking about. And then the idea of if your father had heart disease or if your grandmother died of breast cancer, well, geez, the same thing's going to happen to you. And D. Wayne is saying that's just falsehoods that are being perpetrated out there. Right, D. Wayne?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's been very, very long time, this theory of hereditary, meaning disease passes from one person to another person. You can't catch cancer. You can't catch heart disease. It's not a virus. These are diseases that happen over time.
Yeah, but you know what will happen is some doctors, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but some doctors will say, well, this is one of the things we've learned. It runs in the family. So if Kate's grandmother had breast cancer, she needs to go and get mammograms even when she's younger because there's a chance that she has that gene in her. She has those cells similar to the grandmother's, and that somebody else in the family, it can happen. So you say you don't think that's true.
Well, in my very educated and experienced opinion, the only thing you can pass on to your children are your same poor eating habits. If you eat junk and carcinogens every single day of your life that made you sick, well, of course your children are going to eat the same junk that made you sick as well. So are your children going to get sick just like your parents? Well, yes, but it's not because it's hereditary, meaning the illness was passed down. It's because the same poor eating habits were passed down. So family members, there are some that are extremely healthy and never get sick, and others are always sick. And this is due to simply different eating habits. Some families who live off of Doritos, Twinkies, and Coca-Cola every single day, one child suddenly says, you know, Mom or Dad, I think this food is bad for me, and I'm not going to eat it anymore. And they have to buy their own fridge, their own food. Otherwise, they have to keep getting sick, eating snack food every day. And their family members grow sicker, and that one child grows healthier. So you tell me if food or hereditary plays a vital role in your body, because you're putting something in your mouth every single day.
Right. We talked about
to make it healthy.
We talked about the eggs. We talked about the difference. How you're right. You hear about the eggs are. There's a difference between cholesterol when you're talking about contaminated eggs versus those that aren't. What about other? I mean, what are the worst? I mean, we know what some of them are. You just mentioned them: Doritos and junk food. Because of course you look at the preservatives and what it's loaded with. What are the best things that people can eat, in your opinion, after all the research and everything that you've done and in working with people to get them healthier?
The best things people could eat is certified organic food. Simple as that. How do you know it's certified organic? Well, the USDA has their own special seal that everyone must put on packaging. If they don't, then it's not certified organic, and it's pretty noticeable. And if it costs you maybe, 5 or 10% more on your food bill at the end of the month, you have to ask yourself, which would you rather pay more on, drugs when you get sick or better food so you don't get sick? Which would you rather spend your money on? Better food is what you have to do. People have to get away from the cheap food mentality. Instead of being happy about saving money on your food, you should be happy about saving money on other bills. Because food is the difference between life and death, literally. You should not skimp on that.
Right. I understand
that. That's most important.
Right. A lot of people, because with the weight thing, we see how obese people are. So that's a big concern, trying to lose weight, trying to not be 50, 60 crazy amounts of pounds overweight, where you can tell, obviously, you're wearing bigger sizes, you can't breathe, all that kind of stuff. In reducing, I think I saw something, I read something that you were talking about. Listen, people could eat 5,000 calories every day and not gain a single pound of fat. How does that work?
The only way someone gets fat is if they eat empty calories. So, in other words, if you had pasta or a sandwich or ice cream, and any part of that food that you ate was filled with, or even partially filled with, empty calories. Now, what is an empty calorie? You need calories to live. Calories make up your entire body. So to avoid them and to count them is actually extremely futile, which is probably for another topic. But when you eat empty calories, another way of saying that is nutritionless calories. Nutritionless food. Calories that have no nutrition. When you consume foods, which actually, if you were to define food, which is supposed to be food that is nutritious and repairs your body and tissue, when you eat something that doesn't do that, basically, I guess you're simply not eating food according to the definition. But again, when you eat empty calories, you're actually taking in a substance that your body cannot use. Yes, it fills your belly. You feel satisfied for a while, and you go to bed feeling satisfied, but you wake up hungry. You're hungry all day. You have to keep eating because those empty calories never completely satisfy you. They fill you up, but you have to keep eating. And you don't know why you have to keep eating. But no one ever told this person that it's not the quantity of the food that is the problem. It's the problem that the food you're eating actually is not food because it has very little or no nutrition in it. So if you want to eat calories, which has nothing to do with quantity, by the way, if you wanted to eat 3,000 or 5,000 calories, you could eat that by eating fish, steak, chicken, and vegetables and fruit and nuts all day and get to the 5,000 calories. And if you worked out regularly, you would gain muscle, definition. But no one ever talks about that. They focus on the outside so much and so little on exactly what foods to eat that no one can actually sift through all the propaganda out there and focus on the one that will actually help them. So, again, to answer your question quickly, the foods to eat are the foods that were untouched by man. So what foods are untouched by man? Fruits, vegetables. Now, when I say untouched by man, that also includes their chemicals. So you have to stay away from conventional foods.
Right.
Even the FDA admits that fruits and vegetables that are raised with pesticides are now linked to ADHD, and it only took them 40 years to finally admit that.
Right.
Imagine what other diseases pesticides are linked to. So how do you avoid pesticides? Eat organic.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn simple, if you ask me.
Sure.
So that's what you should be focusing on. And again, these foods are untouched by man. Now, if you want to, if you like your cookies and your ice cream and your pasta, I'm not saying you have to completely dismiss it forever from your life. Find the organic alternative. I promise you, they are there. You have to search a couple minutes out of your life to eat the healthier version of your food. I think that's really worth it. I found the other day, going shopping with my wife, a 100% certified organic cookie, a 100% certified organic ice cream. Every single ingredient was completely organic.
So here's the question. How did that taste?
It tastes wonderful.
There you go. So if it tastes good, that's good.
That's another thing. People think healthy means taste bad. That's because they keep comparing it to overly heated tofu that has no taste, and spinach that's nuked. Well, if you call that health food and you eat that, you better believe it tastes bad.
Right,
that's
of course.
You have to get away from the propaganda and the hype that seems to infiltrate everyone wherever you go. And 90% of what everyone knows about what's good to eat and what's bad to eat, they are completely wrong, completely confused. So why? Well, because they keep listening to everything around them. They take the vitamin that their friend said is great. They don't read labels. And getting to labels, again, you can read labels and see what's in it. And if something in there that nature did not make, like citric acid, magnesium stearate, guar gum, powdered cellulose, these are chemicals that nature did not make. And if you see those, well, then you know they're chemicals. And what do chemicals cause? Disease. I mean, it's really logical, but no one has a systematic way of doing this. So my book outlines this.
Right, and so that's a good note to end on. This was great information, especially read the labels. Pick up the book, Arrested for Telling the Truth About the Benefits of Food. D-Wayne, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Everyone, make sure you go to couldbepublishing.com.
All right, there you go. That's how you get it. I thought this was interesting because of the amount of people, and I guarantee a lot of you guys out there, you know what I'm talking about, when you feel crappy, you know, it's midweek, you're trying to slug it out to get to the weekend, and you're just killing yourself with whatever it is you're trying to do to lose weight or whatever, and you're not reading the labels. I mean, we have heard that in the past, but people just ignore that. Some good tips, I think, from D. Wayne. All right, mailbag. If you're sticking around, push to a new hour. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.